Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Rial. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Nichols moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial hits a fly ball towards center. Lynn catches it and throws to first to double up Fisk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is hit by the pitch. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Fisk interferes with Sheets, who is awarded first base. Lynn moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Len moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to home to get Lynn. Sheets moves to third. Gross moves to second. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Sheets scores. Gross scores. Young moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to home to get Young. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacy. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Hewlett moves to third. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Guillen scores. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Real. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-0 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. One out. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0 for 1 in the game. Rial hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dempsey strikes out. 1 out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gielen hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Don Oss now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. One out. Steve Fierovid now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Dempsey scores. It's 8-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lacy trying to get to home. Baines throws the ball into Fisk who tags Lacy who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0 for 2 in the game. Rial hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby pinch hits for Fred Lynn. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to second. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young takes first base on ball four. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Sheets scores. Young moves to third. It's 9-3, Orioles. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Real settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nichols takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ripken moves to third. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to second. It's 10-3, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Oss covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.